Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'll go first because my play was the first play. Hit it, Don.
Game 2 weeks ago in Ireland. Rodgers to throw it. Wide open! Washington! He'll get caught from behind and Washington loses the ball. It's punched out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not just as a quick kind of a little, like Tomlin did after the game with the penalties. Fine tooth comb, nitpicky thing. I don't love the way Darnell Washington holds onto the football. I think he's got to work on some ball security stuff for as huge as he is and as strong as he is.
He was looking around. I thought he wasn't going to fumble there because it was obvious he was looking for people coming to get him, and he still did.
Steelers now 7-0 when he gets 40-plus snaps in a game. So the more Washington, the better. I loved that play. You set him up. Everybody in the entire stadium was thinking, here we go again.
It fooled me.
Here come all the big fellas. We're going to shove it up your rear end and show you guys that we can run the ball on you with our big people. Slip them out.
Was there a
easy
Browns
pitch,
player with
pitch and catch?
Piss and catch.
Yeah. Easy pitch and catch. And there you have it. You got yourself a lead. It wasn't a touchdown. You'd prefer that, but 3-0 lead. And
was there a Browns player within 10 yards of him
back
when he caught the ball?
No.
He also, Donnie, did you notice, like most football players, they're obviously blazingly fast, but they kind of run in a way that you can't even see their legs moving. You could see like him doing the classic like sprinter run because he's so big he can't run any other way.
Brilliant play call.
It really was.
By Arthur Smith, and I thought that was right off the bat showed you yet again who the Steelers are and what the Browns are. Let's get to Malzi's play of the game.
Line of scrimmage just shy of the 11. 10th play of the drive. Rodgers sprint out on the move, directing traffic, throws. Touchdown. Connor Hayward!
A couple things about this play. Rodgers, a few throws earlier, had just like thrown an arm punt-looking deep ball to DK Metcalf that should have been a touchdown and wasn't, and I was like, man, what the hell just happened there? Now, I don't know if he blamed that one on the field. Maybe he did. But he then threw a seed to Metcalf to make up for it, and then violated pretty much the primary rule of quarterbacking, right? Don't throw the ball late back across your body to the middle of the field, pretty much in any capacity. It cost Brett Favre a late career chance to go to the Super Bowl. But he's Aaron Rodgers. He baited the safety. He threw the ball where only he could get it. But that's actually not why I'm mentioning the play. I don't think Connor Hayward is like some great NFL player. But I did think it was low rent that so many fans, when they were mad at his brother, who has, of course, played very well after the first game of the season, lumped him in and said,
cut Connor and hurt
him.
Cam's feelings.
They only have him on the team because his brother's here. What a loser. That was a phenomenal catch. That was a very good throw and a better catch. I don't think he's some great player, but I do think he has use for an NFL team. That is a really top-shelf play that not everybody makes. I think the guy deserves his flowers for a very impressive
catch.
And
the fact that they were simpatico there, there's a mind meld there.
He knew what to do.
I'm going to give Tomlin credit again. They do this all training camp, where they rep things at the goal line and work on things. And I think when you do those 7-shot drills, one advantage to it, too, is that the defense knows your playbook. They know the Steelers' offense. So that probably causes sometimes for plays
to go improv.
Yeah, because they know what's coming.
It was an awesome catch,
and
man.
And that was ad-lib excellence on both of their parts. Quick thinking on your feet to be able to do that.
Total
to be able
hands
to be,
catch,
yeah,
too.
To be able to be in sync with each other. I agree. That was, to me, the play, even though...
I thought that broke the game for the Browns.
I agree. I didn't think the Browns had any chance of coming back after that.
I think they were done after that.
But here was the play that really put him away. Donnie's play of the game.
Gainwell in the backfield. Rodgers pump. Rodgers throw. Separation. End zone. Touchdown. He put it in the bucket to DK Metcalf.
Great throw from Rodgers. Fourth consecutive game now that these guys have a touchdown between them. So that pair is really starting to pay off and heat up. And even though I agree with you guys that the Hayward touchdown was likely the one that really put the game away, this was one where we knew there was zero shot the Browns had a chance to come back, because it would have required, what, three scores at the point?
The only way they were going to come back and win the game at that point, or make it a game, was like hitting an accidental big play or something, like where the Steelers have a busted coverage, because one thing was very evident watching the game, and you guys know how pessimistic I am.
Yes, we do.
They couldn't move the ball. They refused to try to give Judkins any like runway to operate and get himself going, and I think the Steelers were a lot to do with that. They had nothing with Gabriel out there. His one great throw he made, like truly big-time throw, Fannin just drops
it.
So the game was done. I put the kids in the car to go to my sister's house with like 6 minutes left, because that game was done.
So I want to give DK Metcalf props, because he's showing us again that he's not wired like AB or George Pickens. There are plays in that game where we could see frustration boil over from quarterback and wide receiver. Metcalf beats corner, underthrown ball by Aaron Rodgers, doesn't give his wide receiver a shot. There's a play on the sideline. Metcalf drops the ball. It goes right through his hands.
Yep.
Rodgers could get pissed.
Doesn't.
They don't. They stick with it, and then they're able to connect on that play.
Yep.
It's the professionalism and adult behavior of those guys that you should probably take for granted as football fans, but you can't, based on how the way we've seen quarterback wide receiver relationships here in Pittsburgh for a very long time.
In Pittsburgh, how about the defending Super Bowl champions are probably going to trade their best receiver because they don't get him the ball and he's getting mad.
And why
about
not
it?
Trade him here? Because Aaron Rodgers can get him in line. Let's get Alex Highsmith and a pick to the Eagles for AJ Brown today. Seriously, would they do that?
I apply the...
I know there's dead money, but can we do that? What do you think, Donnie? Is that off the table completely?
Donnie, you know what I'm about
to say. They need rushers.
I apply the Tampa Bay Rays rule to any trade involving Howie Roseman. If you're trading with Howie, something bad's going to happen to you.
I know, but he let good players walk this offseason. Kenneth Gainwell would be an example of that. He's not batting 1,000. Milton Williams is looking pretty good in New England.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.